Have you ever noticed how that rush of joy after achieving something great fades so quickly? Or why the excitement of a new relationship inevitably dims? Four key chemicals in your brain, dopamine, endorphin, oxytocin, and serotonin, are responsible for these feelings. These happy chemicals aren't designed to keep you in perpetual bliss. They're survival tools that surge when your brain detects something beneficial, then quickly reset to prepare for the next opportunity. Understanding this neurochemical quartet is the first step toward creating sustainable happiness, rather than chasing fleeting highs that leave you feeling empty when they inevitably subside. These chemicals shaped our ancestors' survival for millions of years, and now they're running the same ancient programming in our modern world, with fascinating and sometimes frustrating results. Your brain contains an intricate network of neural pathways as unique as your fingerprint, built from your personal experiences. When childhood activities made you feel good, happy chemicals created specific neural connections. The most frequently used pathways developed into superhighways through repetition, forming your happiness trails during childhood and adolescence. This explains why happiness triggers differ between people. Perhaps organizing brings you joy because tidiness earned parental approval, while your partner thrives on spontaneous adventures because their rewards came from exploration. These aren't random preferences, but the result of your neural architecture, a survival system built from individual experiences. Building new pathways in adulthood is challenging. Creating new neural connections feels like cutting trails through dense jungle, requiring significant energy and persistence. Your brain naturally prefers its established superhighways, which explains why changing habits feels uncomfortable. You're literally carving new paths through your neural forest, requiring consistent repetition before new pathways become established enough to feel natural. When unhappy chemicals like cortisol flow, we instinctively seek ways to trigger happy ones. This creates a vicious cycle. We develop behaviors that simultaneously trigger happiness and unhappiness, like driving with one foot on the accelerator and one on the brake. Common examples include alcohol, providing temporary dopamine while creating health problems, comfort eating offering momentary pleasure followed by regret, and shopping sprees delivering brief excitement, then financial stress. Social media epitomizes this pattern. Each notification brings a tiny dopamine hit, while hours of scrolling leave us feeling empty. The cycle follows a predictable pattern. Discomfort triggers a craving for relief. The relief behavior provides temporary pleasure. Negative consequences follow, creating more discomfort, and the cycle repeats. Consider Sarah, who uses wine to ease social anxiety. Her brain builds a neural pathway connecting social events with alcohol until she can't attend gatherings without drinking. Breaking these cycles requires resisting the urge to immediately relieve discomfort and instead building alternative happy circuits through consistent practice. The brain needs about 45 days of repetition to establish new neural pathways strong enough to compete with old ones, explaining why most habit change attempts fail in the first month. Each happy chemical evolved to reward specific survival behaviors, creating different feelings when triggered. Understanding their distinct purposes explains why happiness often feels elusive and temporary. Dopamine creates the "I did it" feeling when you're about to meet a need. It evolved to help ancestors conserve energy until spotting potential rewards. Dopamine responds more to the expectation of reward than the reward itself, explaining why anticipating vacation often feels better than the actual experience. Endorphin produces euphoria, but evolved to mask physical pain, giving injured animals a brief window to escape danger. This respite is intentionally short because pain signals have survival value. Oxytocin creates feelings of trust and social belonging, helping mammals form bonds necessary for survival, particularly the parent-child relationship that enables extended caregiving. Physical touch triggers oxytocin, making it essential to human well-being. Serotonin produces feelings of respect and social importance. In the animal world, social dominance promotes reproductive success through better access to resources. your brain seeks ways to feel important while maintaining social trust and avoiding conflict.
Unhappy chemicals aren't problems to eliminate. They're essential survival tools. Cortisol serves as your brain's emergency broadcast system, creating pain, fear, anxiety, and stress to alert you to potential dangers. Like meerkats fleeing from overhead planes they mistake for predators, our brains evolved to prioritize caution. False alarms cost less than missing real threats, explaining why we sometimes catastrophize minor issues. Public speaking anxiety triggers the same stress response as facing a predator because social threats were equally dangerous to our ancestors. Social pain activates the same neural pathways as physical pain. For mammals, social rejection could be deadly. Ostracism meant losing protection and resources. Research shows social exclusion activates the same brain regions as physical pain, explaining why heartbreak feels physically painful. Our human cortex amplifies these mammalian responses. Unlike animals who only overreact to real threats, humans can scare ourselves with thoughts. Our ability to process abstractions means we understand mortality and constantly scan for threats, worrying about future scenarios and replaying past traumas that triggered genuine stress responses.
Building new neural circuits is challenging but possible. Accept unhappy chemicals rather than masking them. This teaches your brain these feelings are temporary and survivable. When anxious about a presentation, sit with the discomfort briefly instead of seeking distractions. For dopamine circuits, celebrate small daily victories, completing your morning routine, finishing a difficult email, or making healthy choices. These create sustainable dopamine releases without the crashes that follow bigger highs. Develop endorphins by varying your exercise routine. Alternating between activities engages neglected muscles, while daily stretching improves circulation without causing pain. Build oxytocin through stepping stones of trust, small, low-risk interactions that gradually build positive expectations. Being trustworthy stimulates oxytocin bidirectionally, as being trusted feels good regardless of whether you trust the other person. For serotonin, take pride in accomplishments without waiting for external validation. Set personal standards and celebrate meeting them privately. Learn to enjoy both leadership and following roles. These new circuits initially feel wrong because abandoning familiar pathways triggers survival anxiety. Try mirroring others with your desired habit, balancing your neurochemical portfolio, and grafting new behaviors onto existing happy circuits. Life presents constant trade-offs with no perfect path to happiness. We weigh immediate rewards against future benefits, security against possibilities, and individual desires against group belonging. Unlike animals responding to stimuli without self-judgment, humans evaluate themselves against abstract expectations and societal standards, comparing our lives to idealized social media portrayals and others' success. Modern freedom to choose careers, partners, beliefs, and lifestyles brings responsibility without guaranteeing happiness. While previous generations often had predetermined paths, today's abundance of options can lead to decision paralysis. You can decide to be happy by appreciating your choices and finding learning opportunities and challenges. Your happy chemicals naturally fluctuate. These dips aren't personal failures. Small, consistent choices in thought patterns and behaviors can reshape neural pathways toward more positive perspectives. The choice is yours to create a life rich in sustainable happiness through conscious decision-making and acceptance of life's inherent trade-offs.